This episode, Handyman Tips Overview. Well, we've been fielding a vast number of questions in regards to handyman business topics, marketing, sales, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and so forth and so on. We thought we'd do a quick review of some of the shows that we've actually already done and go over them a little bit point by point. So to give you all a resource of places to go to look for great information that we've actually already completed the content. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. This edition is entitled Handyman Business Tips Overview. To help me explain, it's my old business wizard and old sales buddy, and oh gosh, we've been doing this nonsense forever, it seems like. Johnny, what has been going on this week?
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I will tell you that the other day I was really, I was working outside and I'm tired. So I sat down in the, in front of the TV, you know, I think it was like 8 o'clock and I thought, well, you know, I kind of get away from everything right now. So I turn on this Netflix movie and it's called Spaceman. Now, I don't know if you've seen this new Adam Sandler thing.
Nope.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I swear to God, like an hour into this thing, I still didn't know where I was at. And I think it was just me, you know, it's all about this, this astronaut who goes out to the edge of this cloud of dust called Chopra. That's the beginning of the universe. But he has this hitchhiker, and this thing's a spider, and it's a talking spider. It's a massive spider inside the spaceship that he didn't know that was in there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it goes on and on. So I don't know, folks. You know, you can give me your critique on this show if you see it. A lot of people love this thing, but I you know, it was a whole reflection on his life and stuff. But I'm like, okay, I can't wait for the next day to get back outside and work again. So thanks.
I can't wait to get back to my deck.
Yeah, thanks Netflix for a wonderful evening.
Jeez. That's something, Johnny. Yep, that's something. Yep. All right, folks, but before we get started with
that's my Siskel and Ebert thing. So
yeah, there you go. Before we get started with our show, we would ask you, please, if you enjoy the show, please like and subscribe to our channels, basically our YouTube channel and or whichever podcast channel you're listening to. It really helps us get the word out. We want people to find this content. And after all, we do charge exorbitant amounts of money for this, which would be nothing. That's right. So anyway, just if you do that for us, we'd really appreciate it. Just hit like and subscribe and we will go from there. All right, Johnny, this week we are talking about business topics, and folks, if you're listening on the homeowner side, just understand some of these business topics will actually affect how your pricing is and what sort of your response, or not response, but how your handyman technically should do business with you, I guess, for lack of a better word. I mean, we're self-important, but we compile most of this information from reading a lot and talking to a lot of other people that are in business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Plus, Johnny and I have been in business for a really long time, not in the handyman business, but in other businesses. And so we draw a lot of information from a lot of different places when we do these things, and we try to stay pretty customer focused. So with that, Johnny, what areas are we going to speak about, and what shows we've got shows, but what areas are we going to speak about?
Yeah. So, you know, just to kind of put everything back together, folks, you know, we've kind of got some scattered things, some questions that we had over the past, you know, month or so. And Larry and I were talking, maybe we just kind of package this back up, and we've done a bunch of shows on it, and we're going to direct you back to some of those shows. You know, from a high level, you know, just, planning out the business, you know, the marketing plans, the registration, maybe setting up your own companies, licensing, right, insurance, you know, systematizing your business,
yep,
whether that be software, other folks, you know, whatever that might be.
Right.
Some other topics, you know, the marketing and sales of it.
Right. Which is always one that people ask a lot of questions.
Ask a lot of questions of that, you know, but you know, there's a lot of things that people might skip over, and you don't want to skip over, 'cause you can get, yourself into, you know, either kind of wrapped around the axle or in trouble with, you know, paying taxes and so on and so forth. So you just want to keep everything on the, you know, straight up here. So
right. And then we also added one more topic, which is basically tactical, right? Yes. So these are things like I'm just going to tell one of the shows, but like renting tools versus buying tools. So anyway, we'll get into that a bit more. But those are our three categories, and we've put a lot of information into all three of them. And planning, we've kind of broken out. Planning is a big one, and we talk a lot about like accounting and marketing, quotes, doing quotes, how to do a quote. We did a whole show on that, and so we'll get into those sorts of things. So let's start it off, Johnny. So let's talk about planning. And we did what? We've done a series of shows on planning. And actually there, some of them are wrapped up in what kind of show. What do we got, Johnny? Let's just go through the list.
What we're going to do is we're going to have links to this in our show notes, in our descriptions, so that you can go back in our library of things to pull these out. And we were just going to package these up like we were just talking about. We did one. We did a show a while ago. I think it was in season two on the handyman business. And yes. I think at that point we just did a complete kind of an overview of getting into the handyman business and starting one up.
Right. And so that's a place to start. We also we've done several interviews with other handymen / contractors, if you want to call it. And those are really, we did one with Matt Jackson that was on 7/5 of 2021 at season 3, episode 27. And we did another one with Kevin Cronemeyer, and that was on 10/25 of 21, that's season 3, episode 43. Both of those, we present those and we will continue to present those. By the way, if you're a handyman and you would like to be on the show, just send us a line at questions@handymanprosradioshow.com. But we like to present other people's opinions because, again, as I've said in some of the early parts of this show, this is not just us. We gather this information from a lot of different people. And so different people have different concerns over in different areas and things. And there's a lot of different takes on how to do the business. But that's why we have other handymen on the show. And we got some great stuff from both those guys. Both have done very, very well. Matt Jackson runs the Professional Handyman Group on Facebook, which is huge. It's like 70,000 members. And Kevin Cronemeyer's in Bowling Green, I think, Kentucky. And he's got a very, very successful business and does some really cool stuff. I mean, he puts a lot of posts out, and it's really, really great stuff. Really nice work. Good, I think, people to know about.
Yeah, it's that's great. Just reminding me of that, because this goes from starting up the handyman business in our library. This is almost, to me, the show is kind of like a table of contents for our our shows. But it was, you know, starting up a handyman business to running the handyman business to expanding the handyman business. And I think when you listen to Kevin in the interview of, you know, how the folks that he has that are working for him and all the things that are, if I remember that correctly, of all the you know, the trials and tribulations of that business that he's got going on and how successful that is.
Yes. And it does touch on multiple topics of, do you want to hire some people? And we've actually done some other interviews with some other people.
Exactly.
We did a quick compilation. If you on our YouTube page, we have broken out business topics into its own category. So I think there's 53 or 54 total shows that apply to business. Now, they also apply to homeowners as well. But there's a lot of different shows that are categorized in YouTube. So if you want a quick way to look at this, just go to YouTube. Anyway, while you're there, like and subscribe too, by the way. And you'll get to see our faces, which is scary, but be that as it may. We did do a show. This is a big one. Estimating and quoting is probably a perennial problem that most contractors in general have, and handymen in particular. I mean, I know I do. I always struggle with it, honestly. And that was season 3, episode 32. It was 8/9 of 2021. We did an episode on quoting. A lot of it is knowing your costs, of course, recently things have changed a lot. So you just it's a good listen.
That's a good reference point, because that is the topic that always comes up.
Always. Every week. Yep. Every single week, there's somebody asking about estimating and quoting and how do I do this and how do I do that. And so we touched on it. And we, folks, if you want us to do shows again or like redo a show, let us know. We did redo a couple of shows, just sort of
things change.
and some things change. So we've just sort of done some things. One of the other things in planning is accounting and accounting software. And so we talked about some of the accounting programs that are out there, some of the things that you need to know about, like how you should be tracking your business from an accounting standpoint. Johnny, what's that other one, that last one we like a lot is know your numbers, right?
Yeah, so that goes along with the accounting software.
Right.
You know, we talked about, let me just back up real quickly to your point here, the accounting software. Then I think we talked a little bit about scheduling, but, and then we went into know your numbers. So, you know, I think Larry, when we were talking about this, was know exactly what you're making, what right. you're putting out, how right. you're making the money, how much time you're spending on the jobs, and you know what's making you money, what isn't making you money.
Right.
So you need a system for that. Listen to that show. I'm not going to rehash all these, but right. just again, it's kind of more of a table of contents here.
Remember, our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation. And some of these, we do not, I'm going to say I do not believe in really complicated systems. So most of the things that we put forward are really easy to use. For example, scheduling, I just use Google Calendars. You know, yep. it works great, right? Just
yep.
keep it simple, stupid, right? The KISS formula, as they say. But understand a lot, but you still need to know your numbers, right? So that's part of it. We did some other ones. We did one called Hiring a Handyman. That was 6/12 of 2023, season 5, episode 25. Little bits and pieces of how to hire a handyman and what customers are looking for, things like that. That sort of falls under. We've done several shows like this. It falls underneath the yep. Marketing standpoints as well. But there's just a lot of information. And then this last one, Johnny, this was a big one. You brought this one up because you did all the work on it.
Yeah, the handyman statistics.
Yeah, pretty shocking.
Yeah, pretty shocking. So folks, I would highly recommend that you guys listen to this one. And I think we posted this, you can find the original article on this, but if you're going to get into the handyman business, you know, from all this planning, take a look at the statistics on where this market's going. I think
understand
you'd be quite
what
surprised
you're getting into, because beware what you wish. It might come true, as my old friend Johnny always says.
And yeah, you know, and so take the top here that we're giving you on the planning, you know, kind of put it all together, and you'll start to get a picture of, you know, is this the business for you? Is this the kind of thing that you want to get into? And I'll just pull out one of the statistics that always rings with me out of that whole thing. It's like 8 out of 10
homes need a handyman of some sort.
And think about that when, you know, we've said it before, is that, you know, if you just look around a neighborhood, look at 10 homes, 8 of them probably could use your service.
Could use your services. Yeah. It's kind of scary
yeah.
when you think about it that way. Like literally be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
You can become that. I think we even did a show on that. You can become overwhelmed before you know it, you know,
yep.
just before you know it. So, moving to the next group, Johnny,
is, the marketing aspect of this.
Right. So John and I always say this, but John and I are sales guys from way back. Like, so we did commercial to commercial business sales and so forth and so on, along with doing handyman stuff and other myriads of sort of different things. We're both good at it. Honestly, we're good. We're very professional. We are what we call professional sales guys, and professional sales guys is a combination of marketing and sales. Sales is actually getting the business. Marketing is getting the leads. That's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. And you do aspects of both in your business all the time, whether you believe it or not. But we did three or four shows on a combination of hiring a handyman, hiring a contractor. So we did our first hiring a handyman in our first season, season 1, episode 9. It was on November 11th. And it's just about, if you're going to hire a handyman, here's some things you need to look at. Now, it's important if you're a homeowner, please listen to those shows. If you are a contractor, please listen to that show and figure out how you are going to fit into that kinds of things. Because we focus on what the customer needs.
Yeah, this is from a customer facing, you know, focus.
Right.
Looking out from the customer. So.
Yeah. And we did a three separate shows on hiring contractors. Johnny, qualify when we say contractors. We were talking about what? Pretty much bigger jobs, right?
Yes, we're talking about longer length jobs. So things that you would normally think, well, I'm just not going to get some pictures hung. I'm just not going to get a fence, you know, repair, you know, a couple little things on my fence repaired, but a longer job. This is the way I looked at it, was you might be looking at, you know, a contract with somebody.
This is terms. Anything like from a kitchen remodel, bathroom that's remodel, the, to building a home.
That's an example.
All of those things, like right. even building a home.
Right.
And folks, if you're going to hire a contractor, do yourself a I cannot stress this enough. Do yourself a favor and listen to these episodes and implement what we say. Johnny, number one complaint amongst customers about contractors is?
Well, no communications, for one.
And
just not knowing where things are headed.
Yeah, money being taken. And contractors just running off with $20,000, $50,000. And with no recourse. I mean, you have it's
and,
so
and it is true. It is true. It, you know, you can talk about lawsuits all you want, but the guy's got nothing. I don't know where you're at. So, you know, this is so yes, to your point, you need to listen to these shows and take heart in some of the things that we're saying here, because it's going to save you a lot of time, money, and aggravation.
Oh, folks,
a lot. And I see it day in and day out.
Spend the 2.5 hours and listen to those shows. You will not regret that. If you're going to hire a contractor for a long-term job, if you're selling for contracting for a long-term job, present these shows and tell people to listen to them. As long as you follow in those guidelines, they're going to hire you based on the fact that you told them about these shows, because you're doing them a favor.
Right.
And you're
right.
Also eliminating about, I don't know, 50 to 80% of your competition. They're gone. Poof. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
And these are things within those shows. I see the topics come up again and again and again on contractor boards. And
everywhere.
On you know, professional trade boards, and it doesn't matter who you are, it comes up again and again and again. So, you know, there's a lot of good CYA stuff in there.
Oh, it's incredible. So, anyway, yes. So moving on, Johnny, we had a good time with this one. Professional selling for the handyman. So Johnny and I get into some of the tactics, the terms, how you say things, what those. It really is it's a good show for actual selling. Selling is closing, right? It's getting the deal, if you want to call it that. It's getting the opportunity.
Yeah, marketing's opening.
Yep.
Selling's closing.
Yep. We got into a bit more. This is we'll call this tactical marketing. Selling is tactical marketing is what it is. But we talked about leave behinds on a show on 6/2 of 2022. It's an episode or season 4. We did another one on hiring a handyman version 2, which is just an updated of the hiring a handyman the first time. We did one on reconnecting with customers. Johnny, why'd we do that one?
That was when I think the things were getting a little sluggish and to reinvigorate. To reinvigorate your business.
Yep.
So if you were experienced a slowdown a little bit, here's a way to reconnect with people and rejuvenate some of those relationships and the businesses. Because,
it's a lot easier to work for your customers you've already worked for than it is to try to go get new business.
And it's cheaper.
And it's less expensive. And
it's cheaper to do that. Yeah.
Right. And so forth.
That's what I was going to say. It's better to do that way than find new prospects if you can.
Right. And then we just did a show this year. So Larry's out walking the dog. And of course, here's the business card on my lawn.
Yeah.
So we called the business card on my or card on my lawn. And that was in February 26th of 2024. And we go into a whole lot of things about, throwing a business card on your lawn.
And let me bring up one other thing. We've got a show coming out on the Every Door Direct, or that
yes.
show's been out. So that you can put that, we'll put that one in here as well, which is another good, that was a topic that came out of card
out of
on
the
my
business
lawn.
Card on my lawn. Yeah.
And this was through the postal service that you can,
right.
You can buy a route in a neighborhood and the cost is pretty reasonable to do marketing.
Yeah. It's very reasonable and allows you to target local markets and so forth and so on. And yeah, and that's coming up. That's a Every Door Direct program by the United States Postal Service. So our take on that, which is if the only thing I'm going to say about it, and it's in the show, but it's a lot of people for not a lot of money, and be careful, you might get what you wish for.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, hence refer back to the earlier shows that we just talked about, how to control a handyman business.
It gets a little overwhelming in so many ways, particularly when it comes to scheduling and how to manage. And we do a lot of shows, you know, we've done a lot of shows just on all of that sort of thing. Johnny, what's our next topic? We got into some tactical stuff.
Yeah, then we got into some tactical stuff. I mean, now that you're up and running and you got some controls over the business, now it's kind of let's talk about things, you know, the day-to-day stuff. And we talked about tools, rent versus buy. We're not talking about, you know, hand drills and things like that.
No.
We're talking about, you know, bigger
specialty
equipment,
tools. Yeah, specialty tools. But mostly bigger stuff. We were kind of talking about Bobcats and back, you know, or track hose and stuff like that. But we're also talking about things like if you don't have them, like maybe a concrete saw or something like that. And, you know, we actually talk about an analysis in that on how do you, you know, what is your parameters for purchase
yes.
versus buy. And Johnny, did you see the Facebook post I put out the other day?
No, I did not.
There's a Facebook post I put out about buying tools and how, you know, like it's an investment, but it's kind of a funny thing about, you know, in my budget, it's about giving it to your wife. It's like buying a tool is my future, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And so,
yeah.
And so, and I did say, I mentioned that, you know, sometimes you buy a tool, even though you might not use it very much, but if instead of renting, just for example, if you buy that tool, you now have it for the future where you can actually make more profit.
In that show, it was kind of the balancing act of that whole thing, you know, financially. What you're trying to achieve with it. So,
yep. Lots of good stuff there. We did a show called How to Attract Contractors. And this is more on like, if you're trying to develop business network stuff, but also you can't do everything, folks. You can't. So how do you actually get somebody good to work for you? And we have talked about many of those topics in a lot of other shows as well. So we've put that in there.
I'll just say this, you know, is that, you know, as you're doing this and from a tactical standpoint, you know, we've got, some shows in here. I think some of the topics in here are the things that we touched on were, networking with contractors, whether they're electricians, plumbers, so on and so forth. Because everybody needs, you know, everybody else.
Right.
In the business. It's always nice as a professional type of, you know, handyman to be able to say, hey, you know, I do it all the time. That's really not my expertise, but I know somebody that's really good. You can call him up and you can interview him or her.
Yeah. And we've done some shows on resources too that are out there as well. So again, YouTube's going to be the best place because I've categorized all these shows.
I think
shows.
They are in categories. They're tagged that way.
They're tagged that way in categories and they're under business type things. This was a big one, Johnny, that last one. Say it, baby.
Yeah, you touch it, you own it.
Ooh.
And that's for sure. I just saw a post on this. And it was, what we're saying here, folks, is that, you know, somebody calls you in and the job's not complete or something's not right and they say, hey, fix it. You need to be, I think that the message here was to really be careful and look it over before you touch it.
Yeah.
Because once you start really into understand. It, if somebody else is, it's way behind the scenes and you haven't taken a good look at it and what's going on, you know what? You own it.
You own it.
And now it's yours. So
it's yours.
Yeah. So from a tactical standpoint, just be careful. But we have a whole slew. I think the bottom line is we have a whole slew of these shows here to, you know, a library of them to help you out in your business. And once again, this comes from Larry, your next point here.
Yeah, well, so we get multiple contacts over the various different sources, but I had one particular young man, or he's not young, he's 55, my age. Anyway, his name's Mike, and it's Mike R., and he contacted me. I offer up, if you want help with your business, please reach out to us. It's questions at handymanprosradioshow.com or handymanprosradioshow@gmail.com. I'll spend some time with you, and Mike was gracious. We talked on the phone for probably almost, I don't know, hour and a half. He was getting started in a rural area and I gave him some ideas that helped to get him, you know, off the ground. And he's since texted me with a couple of other questions and things. And so it's been very rewarding for me to help you guys succeed out there. It's also rewarding for us to help you homeowners save time, money, and aggravation, which really, honestly, folks, that's what we're all about, is helping you. Don't repeat the same things over and over again. That's the definition of insanity, right? Expecting a different result when you do the same thing over and over again. We've done a lot of stuff. We've talked to every, I don't know if there's anybody we haven't talked to that hasn't done something wrong. And so, you know, yeah, reach out to us.
Like us.
Yeah, I just, like us, right? I just wanted to say thanks to Mike, because it was really, it's always nice. I like to do this kind of stuff. It's very helpful for me. It keeps me sharp. It's basically in we do this show largely to sharpen the saw, as they called. You know, it's easier to cut with a sharp saw. And so for John and I, we talk about all this stuff because we really sharpen the saw. We learn a lot in our research to do these shows. Believe it or not, folks, we really research these shows. You'd be surprised, right, John?
Most times.
There's always the Toys in the Attic show that we never published. Thank God for that one.
That was quite a scene.
Yeah. Anyway.
That one will come out at some point.
I hope not. Oh, my God.
So, anyways. All right, Larry.
Right. All right, Johnny. With that, you know, we were out there, and the spaceship landed, and it came out, and it asked me. The guy came out of the ship, and he said, "Can you help me with my business?" And I said to him, "I go, no, call my buddy John. He's over at XYZ.
No, not after the
He's over at
XYZ
Street, Milton. That's where you need to go." And
not
he goes,
that,
ah, it takes up.
Not
and
with that
gone.
Talking spider, man. No, that thing. God, Adam Sandler, man. What the hell? Okay.
All right, folks. Well, if you appreciate the Handyman Pros and all this craziness that we do, we hope we're helping you out. That's really what we hope. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please send us an email, questions@handymanprosradioshow.com or handymanprosradioshow@gmail.com. Either way, it's all good. We will respond. We'll put you on the show. If you want to be on the show, let us know. If you've got a compelling story you want to talk about, we are more than welcome. We've got a Facebook group at Handyman Pros, which we get a lot of comments and concerns and stuff on that. I post a lot of stuff up there just because I find it interesting. I was busy today, Johnny. I got put a couple posts up there today. All right, Johnny, take
all
us
right,
on,
folks. Have a great week. Thanks for listening to us again, and we'll see you next time on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.